Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. A few days ago, the Farm Bureau Tax Advisory Committee gathered at the group's headquarters in Louisville to make recommendations for the group's policy development process. Committee Chair Pat Henderson of Breckenridge County says they had two special guests to make presentations, members of the Governor's Blue Ribbon Commission on Tax Reform.
We were fortunate that not only the Lieutenant Governor, but another member of the Tax Committee, Joe Wright, also was in attendance, and we had the opportunity to listen to the Lieutenant Governor's overview of the process and some of the observations from three of the meetings they've already held in the different congressional districts.
The Farm Group Tax Committee reaffirmed its view to retain current provisions of House Bill 44, which limit property tax increases to specific levels.
Farmers have, by the very nature of the business, have a great deal of property to grow the corn, soybeans, and the pastures that we grow. We'd be adversely affected more than some other businesses, so we would like to see those provisions maintained.
Henderson noted that farmers, unlike other businesses, have no provisions to increase their product pricing to offset added expenses.
Quite simply, we don't have the ability to pass on an addition in taxes like some businesses do. We are a price taker rather than a price maker, so that would adversely affect us.
We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education, Council on Post-Secondary Education. knowhowtogokentucky.org.
Pat Henderson says the Farm Bureau Tax Committee also recommended that state sales tax exemptions on farm inputs be maintained. He posed an example of expenses for an acre of corn being conservatively $400 for seed, fertilizer, fuel, and all the rest, not to mention production loans. For simplicity, he used a 1,000-acre crop and calculated the impact of loss of the sales tax exemption.
If you took 6% of that, you're talking about $24,000 that's coming off that person's bottom line. In some cases, that could be a significant part of their profit, especially a year like this where you have to drought.
Henderson said their meeting with the Blue Ribbon Tax Commission members was positive and cordial.
I think they understand that we are willing and ready to work with this tax committee. We understand that funding the government is important, but we think there is a correct way to fund it, and we hope to work with them to help develop that correct way.
The next Blue Ribbon Commission meeting is tomorrow at Northern Kentucky University. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.